Blog Talk Radio.
Go dance, what's up?
What's up?
It's out here we
already know what time it is. I say, I know, right? Yeah.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have
I do have superpowers. Miles and power.
Get a calculator, do the math. I made a song that made you move, yeah. And for the past 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump.
And they bump.
Get your beats, I heard 93 rappers say like me. Two singers and 10 comedians.
This is the Trey Love Show.
Every time you see me in. What's my
broadcast alive.
Why they gotta say it like short?
You know on they can't play on my radio. Short.
Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the court. Blow the whistle.
Yeah. We gonna do it today, y'all. This is the final broadcast of the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. It's done. No one will ever be able to do it like this again. They might do it better. They might do it worse. But I can guarantee you they won't do it like this.
Pretty girls in the VIP, they came with Trey. They don't need ID. Slow the whip.
Slow the whip.
Slow the whip.
There's a lovely day. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I know I did.
Your mind is gone. This
yeah.
Lady has been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn. Can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much. You can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Trying to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. L.A. Actation tell about my riches. You got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, D. But I'm
yeah.
Crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from me, something where the young
got my baby
like
sister online.
Slow the whistle.
We rolling. We making this thing
slow
happen.
You
gonna
slow
be with me, we're gonna ride, baby. This is a farewell show, so you know I got announcements. Say my farewells and goodbyes and let you know where I'm gonna be.
Album number 16. Y'all can't
16 albums, baby. What's up, everybody at EOTM Radio? This is the Trey Love Show live, the final broadcast, baby. This is the farewell Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. And y'all know how we're going to do this. We're going to do it with class. We're going to do it with entertainment. We're going to have fun. We're going to say our goodbyes. We're going to do our shout-outs, baby, because we're going to keep it pushing. See, what I'm here to do, baby, as an ambassador, is to teach everyone how to merge. It's called merging. It's not called breaking up forever because, see, you don't know when I'm going to be back on EOTM as a special guest doing something, and you don't know when EOTM is going to send guests over to Gilroy Radio. Oh, by the way, yes, I had to make that announcement. Gilroy Radio is in effect. Gilroy TV is in effect. Y'all make sure y'all pay attention, baby, because I'm going to be putting all the announcements and the plug and the PR on that thing, baby. 2011, I cannot be stopped. My mouth will be open. I will be heard, and I will be seen because I'm too pretty and I'm too intelligent not to be seen and not to be heard. You understand what I'm saying? I got a lot to MF and say, and I'm going to make sure everybody can hear what I got to say, baby, because I am Trey Love, the one and only playboy of comedy. Oh, here it is today, Sunday, December 26th, 4 o'clock p.m., live on EOTM Radio. And before I get started, I got to get a disclosure because I got to protect my team. You know, whatever Trey say is responsibility of Trey, not really, but it's not the responsibility of EOTM Radio, so the thoughts and views expressed on the Trey Love Show are that of Trey Love and Trey Love only. So we got to get that out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, due to the holidays, my second co-host, who is usually with us, Ms. Dawn Breaker Dawn Whitaker, my manager, is unable to be with us today because she has other obligations. But I got a special young lady who has been down for the Trey Love Show, and I'm about giving. And this lady has called in every week and been faithful. So this week, we're going to go ahead and make her the special in-house co-host. I ain't going to tell you who that is yet. We're going to get to that. I want to read my horoscope today, y'all. This is what my horoscope said. This dreamy day is tailor-made to your sensibilities. You may find it hard to focus on the daily issues when you're caught up in your fantasy. Go ahead and get into the day's dreamlike state. Write in your journal and spend some time rummaging around in the attic. You'll be amazed at what you find. Expect to spend hours looking through scrapbooks and and reliving your childhood. Look at that right there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's telling me to just go ahead and be me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I am. I'm a dreamer, y'all. Y'all been listening to me for a minute. You know I'm a dreamer. I'm the dude that people said would never amount to nothing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm that cat that they took for granted. Oh, he ain't going to do nothing. I'm that cat that all them punk-ass haters hated on and say, oh, yeah, man, you know, we don't want Trey Love over here because it's like this and it's like that. What it was is when I stepped into place, I was too busy stealing your women unconsciously, subconsciously, because, see, I didn't even want your trick, player. You understand what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, she came my way, big dog, you know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why they didn't want Trey Love around, baby. It's too much Gilroy going around for these haters. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep bringing it. I'm going to keep bringing it, and I'm going to keep bringing it, and I ain't going to never stop because, see, this is what God put me here to do. This ain't my plan, homie. Y'all really think this is my plan? You think I'm this big? You think I got enough to do this? No, this is the creator's plan. God put my mama and my daddy together, and they had some good loving, baby, on Halloween night and made me. So, yeah, baby, here I am today, a product of some good love making. All right, now we're going to go on and get started with this show, man. I'm hyped. I'm amped. It's the final of the Trey Love Show. Got to give y'all so many updates, man. Y'all be on the lookout for me because I got a tour lined up. I'm going to be in every city damn near. I know all the majors, but I'm going to make sure I hit some minors. Next year, it's going to be a lot of artists with me. Y'all can look out for Yo-Yo on that tour with me, y'all. Y'all can look out for Dramaganza. It's a few other artists that you can look for. My cousin Cyclone's going to be on that tour. You know, for those of you who know, I'm doing my little music thing now, so y'all going to see me in another light, more than just hosting and doing stand-up. Your boy going to be putting it down on some, you know what I'm saying, on some rhyming and also a little singing, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to Drake Jamie Foxx this thing. I figure, hey, what the hell? It's my world. Why not go for it? Yeah, I'm doing it like that, Pepper. Yeah, so let me see. I got to give these things to y'all. Gilroy Radio, be on the lookout for that. I'm not giving updates yet, but Gilroy Radio and Gilroy TV. Y'all used to see me on PacStereo.tv streaming live doing my show with them. I'm going to be doing the same thing I was doing with them, but guess what, guys? There's no more sanctions on me. There's no more time limits and time constraints on me. There's no more waiting on someone else to tell me how to do the programming. Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Love is now the king. He's the lion. He's the ambassador. He is in charge. I am in the driver's seat. So every one of my shows is going to be the way I want it to be, with no syndication, no censorship, no stopping, no we can't do this, no we can't do that. Baby, Trey Love now got the mother flipping wheel, baby. And I, Jade, I know you remember that song, I Can't Be Stopped. I recorded that when I was 14 years old in the ninth grade. We're going to look that up at the Hall of Records, and I still stand true to that promise I made from a child. I can't be stopped. So here it is today, y'all. Trey Love, the finale show, live on EOTM Radio. I'm going to go on and introduce both of my co-hosts, and we're going to go on and get this show started. The first, foremost co-host, my baby, my sister, my bloodline, all the way from my mama's womb, by faith, from my father's nuts, the one, the only, my sister, my friend, and yours, Jay. Trey Love Smith. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Trey? How you been? Hello?
Merry Christmas, baby. How you doing today?
Merry belated Christmas. I'm doing great. I ate a lot. I was merry, all those great things. And I still have candy canes left over, and I love candy canes. So that's always a plus.
Well, that's all right. All right, let's go ahead and get that second co-host in, because I do want to discuss Christmas, because it's a lot we got to talk about, man. I got to tell you about my Christmas. My Christmas was off the hinges.
Okay,
all right.
Hopefully it's productive.
This young lady, this next young lady, coming to the set. She has been a Trey Love faithful, and the way I like to do, I like to give back. This lady has tuned in to my station, my show, every week, continually. She loves talking to us, and we would not be nothing without her. And we want to thank her for continuing to be a Trey Love supporter, and that's the reason why she's co-hosting this week in place of Brown Whitaker. I want y'all to give it up for the one, the only, Shaquille. What's up, baby?
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's an honor. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys. How are you?
Well, we're great, honey.
Oh, wow, that's an honor. Thank you, Trey. Ms. J, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. And yourself?
Oh, groovy, girl. Had one of the best Christmases. I pulled it off of my boys. You know, I have a 7-year-old, and my stepson is 12, and I'm at the point now where I have to buy two of everything. So the oldest boy wanted an iPod. What was that thing, an iPod Touch? I'm like, well, what if I can do a little better than an iPod Touch? And he was like, you know, okay, I'm like, do you trust me? He's So, you know, I ended up buying him and his brother the DSIs with a whole slew of games. They have at least 14 games apiece, so they don't know what to do right now.
Oh,
but that really worked out for me. That worked out. I was so happy because they was like, I mean, like the past that they seen out in video games.
Oh, wow.
I pulled it off this year. I'm so happy I pulled it off this year.
Well, that is that is a blessing, honey. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm chatting. Y'all give me a second. I'm chit-chatting with my program director. No, that's cool. That's cool, Carla. I got you, baby. I like that what you got set. Just hold that for now. Willow is cool. She just heard me. Okay. But we got to talk to her. She ain't going to get out of not speaking to us today. She like to go and call herself going in mute. We're going to say, hi, Carla. Hi, AOTM family. And, Carla, we want to hear about your Christmas. How was your Christmas yesterday, Carla? We're going to make her talk, goddammit. What's up? Oh, she just, the program director just going to cut us off. Ain't that something?
Hey, no, I'm actually,
no,
I have you on mute.
Oh,
I have you on mute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Tell us about your Christmas, Carla.
Oh, it was great. I worked. I spent it, of course, with my family, but I got a lot of work done. And I just love you for always putting me on the spot like this. I usually don't like getting on the air unless I've had a sip of tea, and I haven't had tea, so, you know. I can't really say, but my Christmas was great.
Cool. Well, I had a sip, and it wasn't no tea. How about that?
Lucky you.
Well, I was for a Long Island tea for her.
Oh, Lord, Long Island, you sound like me. I guess I ain't going to say what I'm sipping on. But today, ladies, is a fun and it's a sad day. It's the divorce day. It's a good divorce, though, because, you know, me and Carla, we still tight. We still going to work it out. But, ladies and gentlemen, to my dismay and to my heart aching break, I am no longer going to be on the EMTO radio as the Trey Love Show. But because of how I operate and the man that I am, and knowing that you need people and to keep your friends close and watch out for people, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know what nobody going to do, and karma is a mug. I say that even still, even though the Trey Love Show itself will not be on the EOTM radio show. I'm putting it out there right now so the whole EOTM family, everyone involved with EOTM knows that you can call Trey. I made too many MFing friends. I'm going to say that and get that out. I made too many friends over there at EOTM to not still be a phone call away for people like Say Two, for people like Ron. You know what I'm saying? To say, hey, Trey, I want you to call into my show. For people like Ron out there in New York, man, y'all done showed me too much love over this entire year. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm faithful and I'm real. That's no matter what God done blessed me too, y'all. I'm not going to front. But no matter how much God blesses me, I'm real. And the people that's good to me, I'm going to be good to y'all. And that's church. Believe that. All right. Now, let me tell y'all about my Christmas. Y'all know what I did for Christmas? Jay, you want to hear about my Christmas?
Uh-oh.
Why you saying it like that? Why you saying it like that? Why you saying
it like that? I don't know. Are we going to have to say 10 Hail Marys and 3 All Fives when we finish? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mr. Keys, I'm going to tell you, my Christmas, actually, to be totally honest with you, for the way my per se holidays usually go, this Christmas was very, it was laid back. My beautiful, wonderful uncle, Mr. Lloyd Taylor, he came through, man. And, I mean, we got it in, man. Y'all, my uncle cooked, like, beef sausage on French bread. He made, like, some dirty rice, macaroni and cheese, collard greens. Then he made some kind of stew chicken. I mean, and then my cousin Vic came over. If y'all looked on Facebook and was following me and everything, y'all see some little videos we made during the that I don't want to discuss. Everyone knows that I'm a diehard Laker fan. I'm down with L.A. I'm out here, and I was always a Laker fan. The Lakers, I'm not a – and people are like, oh, this and that. No, I'm a diehard Laker fan. I was a Laker fan with the Magic and all that. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, I was following the Lakers when Magic and Kareem and Worthy was doing their thing. So I'm still a Laker fan, you know, and I give Miami props to, hey, I'm going to say straight up, LeBron and D-Wade, see, this is what's funny to me. When the season first started, people were talking stuff because, you know, they wasn't per se having the greatest, you know, start. You know, they did the Boston beat them and all this kind of stuff. But I was trying to explain to folks, man, don't get it twisted. LeBron and D Wade and Chris Bosh. I mean, hell, with LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Bosh, you could put me, my daddy, my little brother, my nephew, my cousin. Man, I'm telling you, just them three, and everybody else can just jump in. I do not underestimate the Miami Heat. That's one thing that I knew when they first made that deal, and I knew where LeBron was going. I ain't gonna front y'all. I saw this day coming. I saw these days coming, but Operation 3-peat is still in effect. Operation Trey Love-peat is still in effect. So don't get it twisted. They good, but they ain't vets yet, baby. We still L.A., baby. We still repping. But, you know, I sat back watching the game.
I said it's no need for the Lakers to give it all, they all right now. They in the game.
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate that.
You can have this one. Here, this is charity work. You can have this one. Here, you need another up on your little book. It's okay.
I was trying to tell them it was Christmas. Wouldn't nobody listen to me. I was trying to tell everybody it's Christmas. I mean, let me go. Oh, is that my sister laughing? My sister's from Miami, so she probably laughing. But I tried to tell y'all it's Christmas. That was a gift for y'all. So I hope you enjoyed it. Congratulations, Heat. Y'all had y'all little Christmas game.
Anybody that is showed or aired worldwide has to give a show. Believe it. All them sponsors, all them investors are not going to let the Lakers flop up. That's just not going to happen. You see the Lakers in Australia, in China, in the underground. There is no way. They got to give you a show. They can't win. You know, they ain't going to win at all. It ain't going to be no fun, you know. They got to let you have a few. You know, you got to give back to the community every now and again, right?
Hell yeah. You already know. See, that's why you my Negro. I got the right co-host in the building, girl. I'm going to need you to follow me over to Gilroy, too, because I'm definitely going to get it.
You know how to find me. You know where I'm at. I'm here. And
it was still fun watching Miami win.
What'd you say, Jay?
It was still fun watching Miami win.
Oh, God, I knew that. Hey, Jay, let me tell you about that. No, Jay, let me tell you about that. Jay, you listening? Let me tell you. You know your brother, right? You know when I get mad with people, I divorce them, right? Your brother, you know, even though we got the same mama and daddy, but your brother going to call me after the game, right? Let me tell you what he said. I answered my phone. I was so mad, Jay. I answered my phone and pulled him up. You seen that, right?
That's Clayton. Yeah.
You seen that, right? I'm like, hey, dog, I got a TV. You know, I'm so, you know, because I'm out here repping L.A. He repping 305, so I'm like, dog, I got a TV. I mean, I did see the game. But Merry Christmas. He's like, I'm just letting you know, boy, come game 7 in them finals, boy. I'm like, shut up.
That's
you know your brother,
like,
man. Don't I sound like it? Hey, let me do my Clayton impression. I'm going to do my Clayton impression for the people. Oh, yeah, Jay, by the way, Clayton had me rolling. He said, Dad called, right? He said, Dad called him because Dad just returned the call, right? And, oh, thank you, Shantae. Shantae Gibson just wished me congratulations on my last Trey Love show and wished me luck, y'all. We live on Facebook, too. Y'all go to Facebook, man. Some of y'all that's on Facebook, go on live, man. Chat with me. I'll go ahead and say whatever it is you're saying to make sure the people hear what you got to say. You heard me? But, yeah, like I was saying, man, your brother called me right there. He's
I got a question for you to put on your Facebook page.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. What's good, baby?
And that question is, this is your last night with Trey Love before he gets married. What are you going to do to him?
Oh, that's good.
What are you going to do to me to make me second? What are you going to do to me to give me a second thought?
Hey, I got people. Okay, Janelle, I'm alive. She laughing. You know what? Hey, Shaquille, you're going to definitely, hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to have your butt over there on Gilroy, and I got to have my sister. When we do the Trey Love show on Gilroy Radio, y'all got to come, because, boy, y'all, what they going to do to me? I'm going to tell you what they're going to do to me, Shaquille.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest with you.
They're going to
suck me.
No,
I'm going to tell you, because you want to hear from the women.
I want to hear from that. I know what we going to do to you, for you.
Well, praise the Lord.
I'm just saying. Some people can do all balls to a straw. We know this, baby. But all I'm saying
the Lord.
Is, put it out there that this is your last night with Trey Love. What are you going to do to me?
Give me a second. I'm going to talk about, I got you. I'm going to talk about some stuff with my brother. And then from there, I'm gonna let my sister talk, and I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna pose that. We will do first. Julio. Yeah. got to pay these bills in a minute, y'all. We having so much fun. I can't even believe we're 30 minutes into the show. Y'all, hey, if I start crying during this show, y'all forgive me because I'm an emotional nigga. I can't help myself. I'm a very sensitive man, and I'm realizing that this is the last show with EOTM, and I mean, this is how we do it, man. We do it like this, and we have so much fun over here. Like I said, y'all see how I roll, right? I'm making sure they know. Hey, EOTM, if y'all ever need Trey Love as a guest host, holla at me. If y'all ever need a guest host on any of y'all shows or want me to call in, I'm available. Some of y'all got my number. Let me stop. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So, Jay, no, I want to tell you about your brother, all right, Jay?
Okay, I'm wondering. I'm curious now.
No, here you go, right? He called me, right? He say, hey, boy, call you. For everybody that knows me, I know you all think I'm a very sophisticated, intelligent man, which I am, educated as well. But I have a little brother. He's educated also. But the thing is, he's kind of more street than I am. So this is the way he talks. And the people that are from my, shut up, Jay. That's your brother.
Somebody else is more street than you?
Oh, my God. For the people that, let me post a picture of my brother on my Facebook right now. For the people that are on that follow me online, I'm gonna post a picture of my brother up right now. He's actually a very handsome man. I'm so proud of my brother. He grew up to be very handsome. I mean, he really couldn't help it. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, shit, the genes, baby. It's the genes. I mean, for real. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the genes. But this boy, like, this is how he talk, right? Yeah, this is my impression, and my sister could vouch for this. And for the people that are from Miami, Florida, you all are gonna be able to relate to this dialect. Listen to me as I impersonate my brother calling me. I answer the phone. Hello? Hey, what's up? Wow. Hey, what's up, Clay? Hey, man, check this out, right? Hey, check this out. Hey, you need to call your daddy, though, man, because I'm telling you, boy. Let me tell you, I'm on the phone with the nigga, right? The nigga sitting up talking about, hey, Trey, hey, this, that, Trey. I'm like, he like, hey, Dad, this ain't Trey, man. This is Clay. He talking about, boy, this Clay, well, I ain't on this Clay. Boy, y'all sound so much alike. We do sound alike, but my brother's like, you know, he's a little different from me because, see, I shoot at you, he will shoot you. See, that's the difference. See, me, I shoot at you. I'll try to just scare you off. No, he will shoot to you, like you, pal. Well, like, what is, like to the heart with it, baby. That's my baby brother. He can't help himself. But, Jay, did you talk to your daddy yesterday?
Huh?
Did you talk to your daddy yesterday?
Nope.
You need to stop treating your daddy like that, Jade. I'm serious. I'm not playing with you on that.
Every time I call him, he don't pick up the phone.
Still call him anyway, because you know, Dad, Jade, he just can't help himself. He's a special kind of guy.
He might think you want money.
And you know, hey, and we both know he ain't giving up. S-H-I-T. We know that, right? Let me go to this point.
Now that he has Alzheimer's, he might.
You know what, Dave? We need to rob. I tell you what, Dave, between me and you, we need to set up a robbery. Let's go rob him. He ain't going to know.
You ain't going to pop a cap in your ass.
We ain't going to rob him. We his kids. So we going to do it, Jay. This is how we going to do it. We going to rob him like how Tina and Candace robbed me. Just come in the house and just take what they want.
Yeah, like I said, you
got
to pop a cap in your ass. You better leave daddy
alone. That is true. I ain't going to lie. Daddy, I think that's where our brother, Jay, am I lying? Ain't that where Clayton get it from? That shoot to you?
Yeah,
he get that
that's
from
exactly
daddy.
Where I get it from. That's exactly where I get it from. Louis is like that home in Chicago. Clayton, Chicago.
Hey, but Jay, let me ask this, though. Why was Mama like that, too? You know Mama shot the dude over town, right? Remember that?
I know. Mommy was like that, but it was a totally different thing.
She was versatile.
She was able to turn it off and turn it on only when it's necessary, when it needed to occur. You know, like when that phone stole my bike and she tried to shoot him.
That's the full strength of a black woman.
Right, Mama, I ain't gonna lie, Mama used to scare me because she used to like, Mama would pull that gun. Jay, did I tell you about that time Mama pulled a 38 on me?
No.
Man, Mama got mad with me. Boy, she was like, well, Mama was like, why brought you in this world? I don't know what I did, but she was so mad with me, Jade. And she, you know, when Mama was mad, she was the breathing and stuff, and that little nose flared up. Mama was like, boy, I brought you in this world. But she pulled that 38, Jade, I'll never forget. Y'all want to talk about fear? I swear to God, y'all, I said, Mama, please. That went to my knees. I said, Mama, please don't kill me, Mama. Mama, don't kill me. She looked at me, and she just looked at me, y'all, and she pointed that 38 and was like, long as you know. That's the fear of God, and I think that's what's wrong with a lot of these little wild kids today. Parents, y'all ain't putting the fear of God in these kids. You understand what I'm saying? You letting the world put the fear of God in these kids, and that's where you mess up because, see, you know that your mama is not going to take you out. You understand what I'm saying? But the world will take you out. Your mama is just a threat. You understand what I'm saying? So what we're going to do at this present time, ladies, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to song, take our music break, and when we come back, we're going to come to this. We're going to discuss the subject at hand. And I got such a good hottie subject today, y'all. I don't even want to say it what it is until after the music break. So, Knight Rider, go ahead and take us a music break real quick. And when we come back, y'all, we're going to go ahead and talk about today's subject.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the EOTM radio show. You may not know me, but I am a good friend of Trey Love's. My name is Prince Abisi. And if you are looking on the line on Prince Abisi on Facebook, look me up. I want everyone to know. I am very, very serious about finding a queen. So look on my page. Look me up, facebook.com/PrinceAbisi. Yes, check me out. Who's laughing? Don't laugh at me, okay? Because you don't know me. I'm regal. I'm royal, and I am a prince. What is you? What are you talking about? I don't know. Anyway, I'm back. Hold on. Oh, shut up. Oh, nothing is so funny. Hold on. Let me try. Would you please come get your radio before I have to get a spitter on someone? All right, everybody. It's Trey Love live back. You know what I'm saying? I had to let my boyfriend, Sabisi, get in and holler at y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? If you if you've been checking my Facebook page, you see a webisode that myself and Mr. John Reedberg are producing. Y'all, I'm in producing now. I'm producing my own sketches, producing my own comedy stuff, producing everything, y'all. I mean, it's going to be, I'm telling you, I promise everyone, I have an entertainer inside of me that I'm not letting go anymore. I'm not going to sit back on my talent. I mean, yeah, I'm going to help and push other people. That's what I've been doing. But instead of pushing someone else so hard, I can sing and I can rap, so why not do it my damn self? Because, see, this is what I know more than anything. I know there ain't no other artist going to work harder than Trey Love. The only artist I know that's going to put in the work the way I'm going to do is my lady, my friend, my confidant, someone that I know, trust, have learned tons from and worked with and just had the pleasure of seeing, and that's Yo-Yo. That's the only one. Her, Drama, is the only ones I really see that's going to really put it down and lay it down and at all costs get at that shop. And that's what it's about. It's about this business, man. And you got to have a hunger inside of you and a desire to make it happen. And that's why both of these young ladies are going to be headliners on the Gilroy Hip Hop Radio Show. It's going to be a lot of people on the hip hop, I mean, not radio show, the hip hop comedy tour. It's going to be a lot of people on the hip hop comedy tour, y'all. So just get ready for that. Hey, look. I do want to introduce the subject, and then we're going to go ahead and straight to the callers, y'all, because we got callers online. Actually, we got two callers online. The show topic today, ladies and gentlemen, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready, ladies? Shaquise and Jade, are y'all ready?
I'm here, and I'm
are y'all ready? Today's show topic to take Trey Love home on his grand finale show is, hold on, let me beat this desk. Today's topic is swingers, baby, swingers, yeah, baby, we gonna swing today, baby. What we gonna do, for those of you who do not know what swinging is, this is swinging. I'm dating a woman, per se. You're dating, another dude is dating his woman, per se. We meet up, we talk. I tell him, or he tells me, that I can have sex with his woman, and he can have sex with my woman, and we can do it, and it ain't gonna be no problem. We swingers, baby. Or we could go to like a swingers club and personally have an orgy. An orgy is a place where everybody just does everything together. I mean, you got different rooms, fetishes. It's all kind of freaks and freaky people in this world. This is a $1 billion industry, so we're gonna have a good time today talking about swinging. Woo! Because we're gonna talk about the way men handle it, the way women handle it, who gets the most out of it, what's a good reason to swing. What's a good reason to have permission to do it, threesomes? This stuff goes on, ladies and gentlemen. So with Trey Love and what I do, what I bring is, I'm not going to be the person that hides from the reality of what life is. Everybody got a built-in freak in them, so do not sit here and try to front or lie with me. So what we're going to do is we're going to go straight to the callers. I know I got my homegirl Shantae online. You understand what I'm saying? Sister of Platinum, some recording artist, my best friend in the game out here, the young lady who got me to EOTM Radio, the lady who got me to Pac Stereo, the lady who got me the part in CSI, the lady who got me damn near everything I got since I've been in Los Angeles, California. And if you ain't paying attention to her and you don't know her power, that's on you. I'm living results of working with Edge Light Entertainment. What's up with it, Shantae? Where you at with it, girl?
What up, y'all? What's going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
That's what's up, man. This is a good day as well as a sad one. I just wanted to say, Trey, man, good luck to you and your career, all the ventures that you have upcoming in 2011 and beyond that, because I know, you know what I'm saying, this is only the beginning of where you're headed, you know what I'm saying? We're ending one chapter, and I'm going to say we're because I'm also, this is my last day at EOTM. I'm making my announcement today on your show. I have some new ventures coming up in 2011, and I just wanted to say to EOTM, you've been a blessing to me, as well as Trey Love. Man, I'm getting kind of choked up. I'm trying not to, you know, break down.
Hey, Sean, I ain't even gonna lie. This whole week, I'm gonna say straight up, this whole week, Sean, I ain't gonna even lie. I've been like, dang, this is my last show. Like for real, like seriously,
right.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, I've been hurt. I'm gonna
yeah,
be totally honest with you.
It's not one of them easy things. One of them
no,
easy
it ain't.
To swallow,
it ain't.
You know
what
I mean?
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I want to say this. A lot of people aren't honest with themselves. You understand what I'm
yeah.
saying? When I say
yeah.
honest with themselves, I have an ex-girlfriend, right, that
mm-hmm.
I truly loved and adored. I still care about her. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't just love someone and don't, you know, just take love away from them. But this show is good because we're going to have some therapy talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a finale
right.
show slash swinger show. But what it is, right, the young lady, when she cut herself off, you know, kind of like how my baby mama did. You don't, it's just because we're not together doesn't mean we can't talk. Let's discuss
right.
things. And it took this young lady a long time to be able to talk to me. And when she talked to me, she told me all these good things, that she didn't have no regrets. You know what I'm saying? That she missed me, that she still loved me. You know what I'm saying? And what touched me more than anything, and this
mm-hmm.
was a good feeling, she said, this is what the young lady told me, y'all, and this is the way I like things to even be, even if we do break up. This young lady told me something, and it really stuck with me, and this is what I hope and pray through no matter what happens in life. And I want to say this to all the people out there that I work with, that I don't work with, to the young ladies that I've made. I know I talk a lot, you know, y'all, I'm very sexually charged, but I'm a real sincere person, and it's not about that all the time. Because, you know, sometimes, you know what I mean, you know, I may have an intimate relationship with a woman, and she knows that it's not going anywhere past us being intimate, but they sometimes get hurt because they want more from me than what I'm willing to give. But I want to say to all of them, when that young lady told me this, and it stuck with me, and it really touched my heart, and I'm glad that I left that woman with pissed. She said, I know you loved me, Trey. And she said, I can't say that no other man loved me the way you did. You really loved me. And that feels good to know that even though we are broke up and we are not together anymore, every night that I go to sleep, I have a clear conscience because she knows that I loved her. You understand what I'm saying? So, see,
right.
that goes to show what I put out in a relationship. And that's the same thing the way I want it with EOTM and Sean. Like I was saying, and I want you to go ahead and put your beard in, too. Just
yeah,
because we're not first dating. Yeah, go ahead, baby. Holler at him.
I just wanted to address this and say, oh, my goodness, when I say EOTM has given me so much love, all the way from promoting me to putting my company Edge Light Entertainment out there, just so many variations and elements of, you know, being there for me, being there to support my events, putting my birthday shows on the air, anything that I ever requested. As far as promotions, they just back me 100%. So I just wanted to say to EOTM, man, you guys, I love you guys, and I appreciate everything you did for me, as well as Trey, because I was the one that referred Trey to EOTM as well.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And, oh, my goodness, when I say this was a hard pill to swallow.
May I reiterate there? You know, Shantae, this is Shaquise. What
mm-hmm.
I appreciate about you is that you didn't keep your success a secret. You
right.
seen light within Trey, and you passed
right.
it on. And I thank God for you because there's a lot of people, a lot of us people, who will not
mm-hmm.
share the joy. And thank
right.
God for you, and wherever you go, sweetie, keep doing it. If you see somebody with a light, let them shine. Thank God for you. I really thank God for
goodness.
You. It's hard. It's a lot of haters out there. It's a lot of haterade drinking people out there.
Thank you so much for that. And you know what? I will say this about Trey as well. He's very appreciative of everything that was done on his behalf. Like, he does not hesitate to mention or say, you know, who did it or what I did for him. And Trey, some people are not appreciative, and I wanted to say in front of everybody, thank you for appreciating me, you know what I mean, because people lose sight of even that very, yeah, they do. They lose
well,
sight
see,
of that.
You know what, I want to tell this story real quick, and it's
mm-hmm.
so funny, I had this subject picked all out, now here we go. But
awesome.
You know what, But you know what, y'all? I'm going to tell you. This is one thing I do. No, anybody that knows me, anybody that knows anything about me know that I'm a innovator. And you know what I do? I go with the flow. This show has taken on a life of its own. And you know what? Maybe, possibly, we may come back and do another Trey Love show on EOTM just as, like, for fun. You know what I'm saying? Sometime in March, April, May, whatever, June, July. Because I'm going to tell y'all something about Trey Love. Like I told y'all, y'all don't know, I'm running for president one day. So I'm keeping it, showing y'all how to do it to maintain relationships. You understand what I'm saying? You got to maintain your relationship. So we may end up having to come back and just be like, look, even though we going to have Gilroy Radio, I'm going to show you how much love Trey Love got. I'm going to still be like, hey, Carly, you know what? Let me jump on and do something in April. You understand what I'm saying? And if you got a guess or something you want to shoot over to me, shoot them over to me. See, I'm going to teach. See, that's what I'm doing. I'm here as a leader to teach people how to love. Love is unconditional. See, that's it.
You know,
no, let me finish, baby. You can't say my name. You can't say the name Trey Love without a smile on your face. If you say my name, Trey Love, and you can say the name Love and still have a scowl on your face, that's a demon and a devil inside of you. So what you need to do is you need to pray and ask God to lift that demon off of you. You understand what I'm saying? Because I exude love, I give love, and the reason why what I do, what I always give Shantae Fox is because, see, the life I've lived has been real, people, to the whole family. I want to tell y'all. That's why God has blessed me to be able to build a fan base, because I know both sides. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been in a shelter. I have lived on Skid Row. I have laid in the hospital with a bullet through my body. You understand what I'm saying? Bleeding, not knowing if I'm going to make it or not. I have went to my mother's funeral. I buried my mother. I took care of her casket. These are the things that I've dealt with in my life. My children have been taken from me. You understand what I'm saying? These are the things that I've had to suffer and go through in my life. And when I met Shantae, I had nothing. This is what y'all don't know. I had my college education. I did have my SAG card. I was out here in L.A., and I was going through pure D hell. And she met me, and she kept asking me, hey, brother, you know, why don't you come out, Trey? You know, you need to be out.
Hey.
I was so depressed. Hold on, let me finish. I was
okay,
so depressed.
Okay, and
then
I
want to
tell my
bad
Trey Love story.
I was so depressed, y'all. I was so sad. I was in a really, really bad place in my life. And this girl came along with, and I swear, if y'all ever see Shantae, y'all see that Tyree smile. She got her brother's smile. I mean, I swear, that whole family got the same goddamn smile. Every one of the motherfuckers got the same smile. But she just came up. She kept smiling. She was like, Trey, look, you got to come out, bro. You got to come out. And she humanized life to me. She was like, we all going through struggle. We all going through this. And dealing with Shantae, I started meeting so many people. I started doing so many things. I got my life back. So that's why I always, no matter what, I always give props to this young lady, because she took me to the places I needed to go, introduced me to the people that I needed to meet, and I would not be where I am at today in L.A., pushing and moving as the way I am if it had not been for the assistance and help of Shantae Gibson.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Trey, one thing, can I say this real quick?
Yeah,
you were just so cute.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up.
You were just so cute.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't just leave you, you know what I'm saying, at that studio and not stay in contact with you. And you know what? This is what I want to say to all the listeners on the entertainment tip. What I discovered about networking and the entertainment industry is that the contacts that you have, yeah, they're your personal contacts or whatever, but you know what? If you can bless somebody with that contact so that their career can move forward, then
right,
you need to do it. You know,
right,
and people have it backwards. They're like, oh, this is my person, and I'm not giving it to that person because, you know, it's going to do this or that. Like, don't worry about that. Stop having that mentality, because whatever you bless and give out, it's going to come back to you either way. So with Trey Love, when I first met him, I did tell him personally that I did not want to manage him. I'm going to say that to the listeners. But the first moment I saw him on stage doing his comedy and, you know, how talented he was, I just couldn't leave that place without wanting to work with him further. It was just, I just fell in love with his performance, and he was just such a special person. It's like I couldn't, you know what I mean, stop working with him. And today we still got a great friendship, and we still work together on different levels. So I just wanted to say to you, Trey Love, good luck to you in your career. good luck to me. You know what I mean? Some things.
Hey, Sean, tell them about the social network. Then you started a social network, right, Sean?
Yes,
tell
sir.
Them about the social network.
I started an Edgelight Entertainment Ning page, which is a social network similar to Facebook. And it is, I'm going to give the address real quick because I'm going to get off the phone before I break down. It's www.edgelightentertainment.ning.com. And if you get a chance, you guys, get a profile on there. It's a great entertainment page. We have models already on there. Huh?
Say that one more time. It wasn't clear. One more time.
www.edgelightentertainment.ning.com. It's kind of long, but even on my Facebook page.
Now you know, then well, you got Negroes out there that can't spell. Get at it. Yeah.
All right, Edgelight, EDG.
I love Shaquise.
Like, L-I-G-L-I-G.
She's on Facebook. She's saying niggas can't spell.
Yeah, it's also on my Facebook page, you guys. Whoever has my Facebook page, I constantly put up new blogs from the actual site, and I connect it to Facebook. So you can just click on a link. And if you're interested.
Who are you under Facebook? Who are you under Facebook? Because I'm coming. Who are you?
My name's Shantae Renee Gibson. S-H-O-N-T-A, Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. So definitely, hey, you guys, I'm really excited because we just had a model sign up from Cabo, Mexico. I was just like, oh, my God, are you serious? He's on the other side of the world, but yet he took the time to get a profile on the entertainment site. So I'm just so excited. It's just another way to expand our network, you know what I mean?
Sean, before I let you go,
Sean,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Trey.
No, I just want to say something real quick. Shantae, since you met my brother, if I come to L.A., can I meet your brother?
Yeah, we'll try to work that out.
Let me make a couple quick announcements because I got another caller in queue, but I want to just run a couple of blessings down just so the
God
people know. How this young lady has just really, really, truly assisted me. Shantae is a very powerful woman. This young lady introduced me to Willie Mack from College Hill, who is currently a great friend of mine, and he is the one who kind of assisted me with a lot of things out this way. She introduced me to JT from College Hill. She introduced me to Big Rube, who I'm currently in films with Rube, Joe Hollywood, Charles Clemens. These are all Shantae Gibson's connects, ladies and gentlemen. And with everyone, the crazy thing is, I'm trying to think real quick. I know it's gonna be mad people, but even with Pac Stereo, when I, you know, had the success of the Trey Love Show on there, I was doing them every Monday. Let me think, just all the celebrities, man. Oh,
Vincent
my God.
Ward.
Vincent, oh my God, I can't forget True Blood superstar Vincent Ward, Jocelyn Pennywell from Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Deborah, who's Will Smith's publicist. I'm just trying to give you guys an idea. I was counting as I did that. That was just 10 names I dropped real quick that I've worked with each and every one individually by way of one woman, and that is Shantae Gibson. So let me just think. A couple magical times that we've had. Shantae's had
We've been to Vegas together and traveled.
Oh, we did Vegas. We did the Vegas thing. You know what I'm saying? We had the xradio.biz. And actually, family, just to go to show you, okay, see, this is where I got to keep it. And when I say 100, I got to keep it 100. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell the family straight up. It's been said, and I know I'm, as an artist, you all don't know I'm very sensitive, but, you know, I do have to brag to hide the fact that I am sensitive and I am vulnerable to your hate and stuff like that. So when someone says they don't like my song or they don't like my comedy, even though I'd be like, well, F you then, that's my way of hiding behind that, the fact that it really does bother me a little bit that you don't like my stuff. And I deal with the same thing that Eddie Murphy deals with, Richard Pryor dealt with. As entertainers, this is what we go through secretly. You don't know. We put a product out. And then we sit back, and when you don't like it, believe it or not, it touches us. And when you like it, you make our whole world, the sun, the moon, everything opens up. I recently recorded a song with Andre Banks of Hit Works Entertainment, and I was telling Shantae for the whole couple years I've been knowing, I was like, Shantae, I got to get in the studio. I'm telling you, Shantae, people don't know what I could do. And Shantae was like, okay, well, I'm going to hook you up with my boy, and I'm going to hook you up with this dude, and you know stuff. You know, things just took time. Relationships needed to form. But I'm going to tell the family, I literally, and this is no joke, the people that are in the business that can take my track and make something real happen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. Live on the Trey Love Show, y'all need to understand, I am going to be on every major radio station in the United States of America and the world. Every DJ is going to have my shit. The song is called I'm a Rocker, and I would not have that song with the producer, with the beat, had it not been for Shantae Gibson. I met Dre through guess who? Shantae Gibson. So not only did I get CSI to work with Larry Fishburne and all this other crazy madness, great stuff I got through Shantae, I now have the hottest single that's going to be the banger next summer, 2011, through by way of Shantae Gibson. So I got to give credit where it's due. So with all that being said, I've told all my stories. I gotta let my other caller in because
okay.
We got time running out. So
EOTM, thanks again for everything for the last 2 years. You've been very faithful. It's been a great relationship, and I look forward to working with you in 2011 in some capacity or the other. It's not going to end. And
right,
Trey Love,
ain't no
good
ending.
Luck to you, baby. I love you, sister, who's on the phone. Like, I can't wait to meet you.
Now, remember,
and,
you met my brother.
Oh, my God. And have a great rest of the show, Trey Love.
All right,
Trey,
okay.
God bless you.
All right,
good luck
you guys
to you.
Have a blessed one. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Is Materia on the line? We got another caller, y'all, I think.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Miss Clark, how you doing today, that girl?
Hey, Trey Love.
Now, tell us about your Christmas. Tell us about your Christmas. I know your Christmas was good.
A wonderful Christmas. Tell your uncle to thank him so much for taking his time out to cook a wonderful, wonderful Christmas dinner for us. And, yes, I had a wonderful time hanging out with you and your family at the Sugar Shack.
Is this the attorney?
This is my attorney, Jade. Yeah, this is my attorney.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Jade. I can't wait to meet you either.
Mom,
I was telling your brother that. Wow. I'm sorry. It's the Keith. I'm sorry. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, she sounds like a baby, too.
There she goes. Hey, Jade. There go, Jade.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes. I look forward to meeting both of you very soon. Good.
Yeah, hey, y'all, I'm going to tell you, my attorney was here live at the Sugar Shack. You know what I'm saying? Man, let me tell y'all, man, when I say
What's
we
the
had
Sugar Shack?
A,
I'm so behind. What is the Sugar Shack?
Oh,
it's
Shaquita, my sister.
Leave
cooker.
Him alone. Don't ask him anything.
Jay,
don't go into
battle
with him.
I'm going to tell her. Is that my sister that want to know what the Sugar Shack is?
Yes.
Jay, do you want to know what the Sugar Shack is?
I don't know what it is. What's the Sugar Shack?
The Sugar Shack. Let me tell you what the Sugar Shack is, Jay. The Sugar Shack is anywhere I live. My head at, that's the Sugar Shack. And my house is the Sugar Shack.
Okay.
You got it. Let me tell you why I call it the Sugar Shack. Because it's sweet up in here. We don't do no arguing in here. We don't do no fussing in here. When you walk through that door, you got to have a good attitude. You got to be smiling. You got to be happy. You got to be content. You got to have you a drink. You're going to have you something to eat. You're going to have to kick your feet up, and you're going to have to relax. And when you come up in my house, you're going to be in a good mood. That's why I call this the Sugar Shack. And anybody
anywhere.
That's ever been here, huh, baby?
Anywhere you lay your head at, huh?
Anywhere I lay my head is a Sugar Shack.
No, something was wrong.
Look at you.
My bad.
Well, let's go ahead and let my attorney get in for a minute, because I know she got some announcements to make and some advertising to do. And then from there, we're going to go ahead. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and take it to song. But I want to go ahead and let my attorney get her spill out, because I think she got a little speech prepared.
As much as you brag about her every week, advertising. Okay, go ahead.
No, thank you, Taylor. I just wanted to let everybody know that I've been working hard to get the firm up and running, and I look forward to helping everyone with their legal needs in the year 2011. We're right across the street from the Hill Street Courthouse, so if you have traffic tickets or you need your license back and you have things hanging over your head that you don't want to go into 2011 with, we're here to assist you with traffic tickets, criminal defense, family law matters. You have child support issues, paternity issues. We're here to help you with that. So hopefully everybody will check us out. We're on Facebook, the community Law Firm. Just go to the page and like it, and then there will be updates on where you can meet with us and set up consultations and, you know, get your life in order for 2011.
Can you give your contact again, please?
My contact again, the Community Law Firm. We're on Facebook at the Community Law Firm, and you can reach us toll-free at 866-347-9247.
Awesome. I wish you the best with your business.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, everybody. I hope everybody paid attention to that. As I'm growing in my life and career, ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain something to people. I put on Facebook earlier today that I look at people like, and it's people, I put Puffy's picture up there specifically because I'm very, very, I admire Puffy. As a black man, I just truly, y'all, I admire Puffy. People have their opinions about Puffy. Hell, they're going to have, okay, cool. People are going to have their opinions about any and everybody because that's just how people are, especially when you're in the entertainment business and you're successful and you have money. People are naturally going to have opinions, so that's to be respected, but that's to be expected. But I really do respect Puffy for what he's done, where he's come from, and he and people such as Master P, people such as Ice Cube, people that take control over their careers and the careers of others and put themselves as the liaison. And that's something that I see that God is blessing me to do because I have a plethora of actors, comics, singers, entertainers that are with me and joining forces with me to assist me, to assist them, and also build my name in the Tyler Perry fashion. So be looking out for some really big things for me over the next year. Now, I see that we have another caller online. I think April's on the line. April, welcome to the Trey Love Farewell Show, darling.
Hey, Trey. Your past day, I saw something about swinging on your page, so I just walked in. I said, what are you talking about now? Who's swinging? I'm yet praying for you.
Oh, that is too funny. She said, what is he talking about now? Why are you saying
April,
like that, baby? That was sweet.
April, huh? Y'all is not letting him swing. April is only at
the swing. Wait a minute.
Chandelier.
Yeah, because I'm like, hold on. I've been praying, you know, fasting and praying on your behalf. And I look up, I thought you were doing good. I look up, and then we see something about some swinging.
Praying and hey, hold on, y'all. Did my pastor just call into the radio show, y'all? I want the family, you know what the family need to hear this. You see how much support and love Trey Love gets? My pastor say she was praying and fasting on my behalf. Now, you tell me I ain't going to be blessed. I am blessed. My pastor is, you know what? Now, that's some work right there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hey, Pastor, you ready for this week? Because you know me and you got some work to do.
I'm ready for this week, dear. You just let me know because, you know, your girl is on the move. And I'll even say this. You know, I just do some things. And some of the things you told me when I first got to L.A. That I was kind of running from. You're like, no, you need to get your headshot. You can do this. Well, I finally decided.
Yeah.
I didn't got told too many times. And I got mistaken
Uh-oh.
For two. I didn't got mistaken for one too many stars on Rodeo Drive. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try this. I'm going to try this little thing out and see what happens. So I'm going to do it. And then we're going to, you know,
okay,
of course,
so
we start off with our first thing next week.
Carla, get the hand clap going, Carla. Get the hand clap. Ladies and gentlemen, April Trey Love has influenced his pastor to become an actress. Clap it up. Come on, give me some clap.
All right.
Trey Love is a good influence. Carla, give me some clap.
You're so silly.
You know what's funny, Pastor? When you first got here, that's the first thing I said. Huh? I tried to line her up, y'all. I was like, look, and y'all,
well,
she was fighting me tooth and nail.
I was, and I sat down. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to give you that. And I
y'all,
think
I took the pastor,
last.
Y'all, I took my pastor out to this event. Man, when I say that everybody was all over her, I'm like, yeah, she's an actress. Y'all, she almost beat me up. I'm an author. I ain't no actress. I'm an author. I was like, April.
I did. I need a bio, Pastor. Who are you? Where are you? Where can we go play with you? Talk to me.
Everybody knows. You can find me actually on Facebook. Everybody knows. They call me the Internet Pastor. So Facebook at facebook.com/. Am I on? Who am I talking to?
That's your key.
I don't know. Are we friends?
That's what I'm saying. If you minister and you're not on my page, something is wrong. I got to get on your page because Trey is telling you about my page. I'm with us about God.
Oh, well, see, we got to connect then. We definitely have to connect. They call me the internet pastor. That's my title. So
that's what I'm looking at. Internet pastor.
Yeah, you can go to aprilmason.com or myspace.com/aprilemason. That's
okay.
The best way to reach me.
Okay.
I tell people all the time, and I've even told Trey, just because you have a ministry does not necessarily mean you have to be behind the pulpit or the four walls of the church. And, pastoring a church myself, I've done that. And, it's like Jesus spent more of his time outside the four walls than he did inside the four walls. So I think once we get to understand that concept, we start reaching more people and we start reaching different levels of people and reaching people where they are. Versus having to try to push them into some church doors.
And you have your Facebook listeners. Give out your contact
here. You can go to aprilmason.com or brokenbutnotbound.com. Check out the book trailer and get a copy of the book. Or Facebook, aprilemason.com or Miss April Mason. I have two Facebook pages.
Okay.
Shaquita, hey, Pastor, look, forgive her because she not know what she doing. That's my new guest co-host. She just jumped in and took over, but I'm proud. Yeah, because I was like, hold on. She's doing good.
I'm sorry,
though. You all right. You all right, baby. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. God bless your heart because, you jumped in and you handled your business. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you for that.
The people need to know how to get out and get in touch. The right questions need to be asked, and she asked the right questions.
She doing her job,
okay,
Trey.
Cool.
She doing her job.
See, y'all females. I got to watch out because next thing you know, be like, who is you? No, who is you? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make
sure. No, that's some other girls. Them other tight ones.
What you trying to say?
Girls,
women are dating?
Ladies and women.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
In such a manner. Just girls.
It's a difference between ladies and women. Every woman grows up to be a woman, but every woman doesn't grow up to be a lady.
Right.
You ain't lying, because, boy,
okay,
I am so
I ain't come on here to preach.
Tabernacle.
But I just wanted to tell you, I saw what you had going on and just called in to mess with you for a second. And hopefully you had a wonderful holiday.
Hey, you know what, April? I had a blessed holiday. And before I get you off this line, I want to congratulate you for your current decision. And also, don't forget, next week we're getting it in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell y'all the name, but I ain't going to give you no details. Let me just say this. The name of the show is going to be Rockin' Shell. And my pretty pastor and myself are going to be the lead characters in this comedy sketch. And I tell you what, before the new year, this is a promise to y'all. We're going to have at least a snippet of it up and online. So how about that, Pastor?
Yeah, that's good. I'm excited. I've been doing my part. I've been studying. I've been all right.
Hey,
right,
but before you get off faster,
before you
get off faster, this is what I want you to do. I know that you know that this is my final show on EOTM Radio. Before you get out of here, I want you to just do a quick, 5-minute prayer and just pray over me, pray over the show, pray over everybody listening, and just do what you do. But we're gonna set it down and let you go on and put some words out there for us real quick.
Okay, the 5 minutes is a long time. We didn't put people to sleep. But I'm going to go ahead and give a few words of inspiration at the closing of your show. And first, let me start off by saying that this is the ending of 2010. And if we look over our lives and all of the things that we've accomplished, and I know for some of us, we've gone through a lot of hell this whole year. But 2011, this is going to be a year of transitioning, new beginnings, people that were in place doing things, not operating with character and integrity, are going to be replaced by those that God has laid his hands upon, and it's going to be those who people least expect. But in this season, no matter what's going on, no matter who said what, no matter who believes in you and who doesn't, we have to stand hold and stand firm in what we believe and what we know God has called us to. In the midst of a lot of things that we go through, we see that it kind of causes us to kind of get off of the path. But when God has given you a dream, you have to stand on it. So for those listeners out there that have a dream, that they feel like it's not coming to fruition, my prayer to you today and my words to you today is to hold on to it. no matter what happens, never let the dream die. If Martin Luther King would have let the dream die, we would not be where we are today. So whatever you're going through, a lot of people have gone through some financial issues, relationship issues. People have lost their homes, lost their jobs, but it's okay. If whatever you've lost, it can be replaced. Why? Because the answer is in your hand. Everything that you need to succeed in life right now, you already have the answer to it. So my wishes for you for this new year, not just for Trey, but for every one of your listeners, is that you take hold of the gift and talent that God has given you. And no matter what the recession says, no matter what the economy says, understand that when God gives you something, it will not lay on deaf ears, and it has to manifest because he's given it to you, no matter what the economy is. At this point in time, you are positioned to soar, but you can only soar when you stop trying to do it your way and use what God has put in your hand. So I bless you all. Bless you, Trey, and all of your listeners and all of the world helping you. And I wish you guys the best new year. And start in 2011, before 2011, get here. Start it with a bang. And make sure in all things, give thanks.
Thank you so much. Yes, after April Mason, y'all. That's my personal pastor, therapist, friend, co-star of Rocket Shell. She has her book, Broken Not Bound. We got to support the people that support us, and she supports me, and she always has my support. So thank you, Pastor. You got to get over here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I ain't gonna lie, Pastor. I'm feeling the spirit right now. Sometimes when you talk, I just go to. Lord Jesus, hear my cry. No,
What you say? We come to spy by faith, meaning on
absolutely. But the faith. But people got to remember, faith is an action word. Faith is something that you do. So you can believe, but unless you get up off your behind and start writing a vision and make it plain, you can have all the faith that you want. But faith is an action word. If you don't, if there's
no
action behind it,
that's right.
Works
without faith is dead. I know that's right.
That's it.
You guys be blessed. And I'm gonna go in here and go get another piece of potato pie because I had the flu for the last 3 days and I couldn't do no damage in the kitchen. So I'm all right now.
Go on and handle your business, Pastor. Thank you.
All righty.
So
talk
much
to you soon. Love
word.
You.
Thank you.
I love you too, Pastor.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Thank you, Pastor. We got we don't have any callers online, which is cool, but I do want to take it to song. But before I take it to song, hold on. Somebody said something. I did something. I was trying to tell the people, the family. What did I write down? You know what? We're going to go and take it. Look. You see how the life the show done took, y'all. I'm supposed to be talking about swingers today. It's supposed to be an X-rated show. And then now the pastor came on, and oh, my homegirl, Sophia, she just jumped on. That's what I want to talk about. She picking at me, talking about you funny. Finally got her listening. Thank you for listening, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't forget, y'all, we're going to have some Gilroy Radio coming soon. You know, I'm getting everything together because I still got to keep it pushing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, we're going to go ahead and go in the song, y'all. We're going to get my boy Gucci playing, and then from there, we're going to go on and bring it back, and we're going to get into some swinging because I'm tired of all this goody-goody stuff. I want to talk about some stuff, okay? We're going to take us a song, that program director, Night Rap.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, buddy? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow lambs. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring chain.
Yellow
living room set. Lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl. No 20s in my gun. Brooklyn is more than I can. Because it is a lemma. My life on Georgia beaches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow cause codeine serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade and I'm selling lemonade. Sixers are about to go and right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Diamond earrings, I wear her yesterday. Burr. I'm pissing where I'm ran on. But then I won't chill on. My smoky grits is yellow. Chicken's Corvette painted lemon. Skull chick.
Everybody, welcome back to the Trey Love Show. I just wanted to say real quick, man, because, you know, time is running out. Y'all know this is a farewell show, so we got to get some farewell things together. I just got to keep giving my shout-out to all the people that I love, all the people that have made this Trey Love Show a successful show and what it is today. You know, so to all the family, man, every member of EOTM, from Tawanda, I wanted to take my time, Ron, Fabron, Jimmy, Say Two, I know, Izzy. Who am I forgetting? Pop a name up for me, Carly, who I'm forgetting, who I ain't said yet. Just want to get that out real quick. But to the whole family, man, to the whole EOTM camp family, man, I got nothing but love for you. Yeah, Stacy, I remember Stacy, I can't forget her. Y'all have supported me. Y'all have, you know, put me on the map, put a lot of PR out on me. You guys have really uplifted my name, you know, made sure I was a major force on internet radio, and it's going to continue, you know what I mean? So I'm, yeah, Tawanda, Jimmy, Stacy, Ron, Izzy, you know, I got to just make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I'm pushing y'all. Mark, got to make sure I'm pushing, man, you know what I'm saying? Because Trey Love is an unstoppable force, and no matter what, no matter how, it can't be contained, you know what I mean? Also, again, you know, another place that I had a lot of pub this year, man, the year's closing down, man. You know, I had a packed stereo. I really enjoyed being over there, man. Got a lot of visual. Spent my birthday over there. Got to shout out Raindrop Lopez. Today is her birthday, everybody. Let's wish Raindrop Lopez a very, very happy birthday. That's the sister of the tragic loss we all suffered. Lisa Left Eye Lopez of the phenomenal group TLC. We've got to give her a shout out. Today is her birthday. Her single Explode is out, baby. It's out. It's available. You can pick it up. you know, download it on iTunes. Check this young lady out. I had the pleasure of partying with her, kicking it with her, interviewing with her. She actually was on my not on my show, but she also, ladies and gentlemen, came to my birthday party with me, and I mean partied it down. I'll shoot out some pictures to show you, man. I mean, she really hung out with me. That was July 7th of 2010. I'm so, so grateful for her, man. Like I said, phenomenal, phenomenal artist, wonderful young lady, man. Y'all make sure y'all catch her out. She's going to be one to watch 2011 as well. You all know that I'm putting the tour together, so don't think that these friends that I'm making, I'm not finna put them on deck. So what I'm going to do, since this is the last show, I got my sister on the line. When I come back, I want to chop it up with her a little bit. But since this is the last Trey Love show on EOTM Radio, this is a very special song, and I dedicate this song to every member of EOTM Radio, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly how I feel. Let it go, Night Rider. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Trey Love Show. You know, as you all know and understand, this is the final broadcast I'm going to be doing, not just with the EOTM Radio, but guys, I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to lay low for the rest of the year, y'all. I'm working on putting my music together, my album, and I've been truly blessed so much, family. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I've been blessed. Guys, as the way I'm trying to move with my acting career, I mean with my music career, is something really, really big that happened very recently for my comedy career that I'm not going to share right now, family, but I'm just going to say that when God's for you, can nothing come against you. I am so blessed. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I put in work, man. I get down for my crown, man. I'm not just somebody out here that talking about it, baby. I'm being about it. I'm making my life and my career and my miracle happen. I mean, just continuous, immense blessings, family. I can't even begin to tell you how just the Creator is continuing to bless me. Some of you see the short that I did on Facebook that I produced. It's Prince of BC. It's going to be a it's kind of like a spinoff, guys, of Coming to America, Eddie Murphy. And I'm getting some pretty good responses, you all. You know, as an Eddie Murphy alum, you know, most of us young black comics, if you're not an Eddie Murphy alum, you're lying, because we grew up, comics that are in my age range, we grew up worshiping and watching Eddie Murphy. And I know Eddie is the key, the reason why I do stand up. And I actually was able to have the pleasure of meeting Eddie Murphy. And I'm man enough to stand here and say, I don't care what anybody thinks or how anyone feels, when I met the brother, I actually, just being around him, I'm serious. I was so welled up with emotions. I'm an emotional man, so I don't try to front and try to be something I'm not. I actually cried, y'all. I mean, to meet, you know, a guy like Eddie Murphy was just like, oh, my God, that's Eddie Murphy. And, y'all, you know, like, I was just, guys, I was elated, you know. And it's the same thing with even the current young lady who is very close to me in my life right now that I share so much with, a friendship, a bond, you know, a business partnership, you know, Miss Yolanda Whitaker, yo-yo, you know, I mean, grew up loving and watching her and being in Hollywood and just having the amazing relationship that I've been able to divulge with this woman, you know, conversations that I have with her, you know, little secrets and tricks of the trade she tells me, you know, just ways that she's teaching me, you know, it's kind of like IQ molded her and taught her. And, you know, guys, it's so ironic how, you know, the next generation comes along, you know, because she's molding and teaching me, and I'm learning so much from her, and I have to give a shout-out to that wonderful, wonderful, beautiful woman, Yo-Yo. I mean, man, she is, whew, I love her. I'm man enough to say it. I don't care who got to say what. I love the woman. So, with that being said, now we're going to have a good time, because we ain't got but another half hour left in the trailer of the show, and I'll be damned if I'm going to leave this show on a note like this. We finna have some fun. With my sister, Wesha Keys, and how they say, hide the kids, hide your wife. Hide the kids, hide your wife. We finna talk about some swinging. I'm sure nobody said we finna swing.
I'm Jade.
Oh, you Jade. I know you Jade. I'm saying, I said, open Shaquise up, too.
You're mixing us up all show.
No, baby.
I thought you were mixing Shaquise and I up all show.
Everybody been doing that.
I know.
But we're going to talk about some swinging.
So with beauty. So, all right.
Huh?
I said,
so
at least you're mixing
swinging
me up with beauty. Oh, I'm trying to say, well.
Let's talk about some swinging, because we're only going to talk about 10 minutes, and I'm going to go into song, because I know I got to cut to take us on with. But we're going to talk about some swinging right now. Let's talk about swinging. What you know about, Jay, do you know much about swinging?
I just, everything that I know is pretty much what you said the definition of it is. One time on the beach, when I was in Jacksonville Beach, I was approached by, I wasn't even approached. My date was approached, so I didn't even realize that, you know, someone approached us about that. And that's all I know. I don't know much.
Okay, okay. Now, let's get Shaquise's answer. Shaquise, what you know about swinging?
Oh, wow. I'm a punk. I punked out. You know, it's a day and time. People just too doggone nasty. I'm cool. they just nasty. People don't want to watch
like,
their butts. You know, my sexual life is so... My sex life with my dude is so awesome that going there is really not necessary. I mean, by the time I get out the bed with him anyway, I'm crawling. So I don't have no energy to work with 2 and 3 and 4 people anyway, because he does enough for me, to be quite honest with you. I'm drained.
I think that's more of a lifestyle, don't you think? I mean, that's not like something you can catch once in a while. If you are a swinger, that is your lifestyle.
Right. That is,
Let me ask y'all this. What about single brothers like me that personally don't have no, well, you know, I mean, me and Yolanda thing is working it out, but I'm saying, like, say for a brother like me before I got with her, and I was like the dude that if you want me to tap your wife, I got you.
You're just nasty. You just out there. You're not nasty. I'm like, dirty. You just nasty as in sexual. You ready to pop your coochie everywhere. So you, we ain't worried about that.
I've never been one to knock anybody's lifestyle, to each its own. But just recall, I'm the one last week that said casual sex these days shouldn't happen. But if that's what you, I mean, if that's how you choose what you choose to do, then, I mean, it's your business. It's like, be careful. My thing is be careful. because, I mean, on top of, you know, things that can occur, we all
right.
know, we're all adults listening in. On top
right.
of that, you may not know, it's like approaching somebody, like let's say I approach a woman trying to hit on her. I don't know if she's gay or not. And anything, be careful because you don't know who you offend. You know.
Okay. Well,
you know,
okay,
just be mindful of those things because everybody is into different things and some people agree and some people disagree. So it's just, you know, you just have to, you have to be very, I guess you're just mindful about
it. I definitely agree with you, Jay, where you say it's a life. So I think it's a particular mindset you have to have with it. You just can't go up and be comfortable. You know, you're already uncomfortable with your mate. Some, most people are uncomfortable. That's why their sex life is down the drain because they're really uncomfortable with their partners. But
yeah.
at the same time, let alone here come a complete stranger, you're going to be extra uncomfortable. And then you may partake in the action just to please a man or please a woman. You, a lot of times people don't...
Okay, let me jump in. Let me jump in real quick and go ahead and address this issue because I'm going to be totally honest. I have no reason to front lie about the things that I've experienced and the fun I've had in life. I've dated girls, you know, I did used to... They call it pimping. I don't call it pimping. I call it... you know, taking care of a lady, you know what I'm saying, that just happens to be a stripper or a prostitute or something like that. I don't call it pimping. That's
what?
Just, you know, hey, can I please finish? Like I said, I don't call it. Anyway,
you
like I was saying,
I just call it
being in a relationship with a woman that just happens to so be maybe a stripper, model, you know, dancer, or a prostitute. That doesn't make her a whore, and that doesn't make me a pimp. That makes her a businesswoman and me a businessman. And it's even couples out there that are not in, per se, a pimp whole relationship, but it's couples out there that kind of have a relationship to where it's, hey, look, baby, I'm trying to do this and you're trying to do that. Can you let me finish up? And I'm trying to do this and the man take charge. You know, hey, look, baby, we trying to do this. So old dude that's trying to get at you and whatnot, tell him, you know, if he want to get at that thing, you know, he got to pay you ABC. I'm going to be totally honest with y'all. I can't even lie, and I'm going to tell the God's honest truth. I scored a $1,000 lick off of one dude with one girl. He wanted this woman so bad that, I mean, he wanted her bad. He had wanted her since she was a little girl, since, like, high school, and she was telling me this, right? And she was like, yeah, Trey, you know, this dude, he's been all on me and everything. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? You know, dude drove an Escalade, had his little money and everything. And at the time, this was my girl. You know what I'm saying? This was my woman. We was together. Jade, I ain't going to tell you who she is, but Jade knows. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we was, you know, doing our thing and everything. And she was my boo and everything.
I know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. Anyway, you think you do, but you
it's
don't.
Wonderful
so,
people.
I'm not. Hey, I'm gonna need you to hush right now. Don't be sitting up. Here.
I'm not
gonna
say no names.
This is live radio.
I
you like it's one or two. Look at you. It's one or two people. Jay, let me tell you something.
I'm not messy.
Little,
I know.
Hey, you my little sister. But listen, baby, you ain't been everywhere I've been and met everybody.
That's why I said I know that. I'm
exactly, because I don't, you know, oh, God, here we go. She going to tell mama. And, you know, I'm going to tell a story about this little half of y'all. Always been telling on me, hey, don't meet this West since I was a kid. But the dude had wanted her real bad, right? And so I asked her, I said, hey, you know, why don't you hit him up and see, you know, I said, tell him you'll give him some, but you need $1,000. I promise to everything on my mama grave. And I know it's a lot of women listening right now that's going to be mad and, oh, I can't believe you did that, Trey. And they're going to be, and what kind of woman was she? But I'm going to say this right now, live on air. And get that music ready. Get that music ready for me, Knight Rider, because I want to go straight to song because we ain't got that much time. So I want to go straight. This song has got to be played. This is Wifey right here. We got to get Wifey ready. But I want to say this before I go into that song, y'all. And I want y'all to listen, and I want y'all to listen good. Ladies, you sit around and you claim you won't do it. You claim you won't never sell your leg. You won't do it. That's what a lot of y'all say, right? But I'm going to say this. This Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, talking to you. If a man put $1,000 in your face and all he wanted to do was tap it, let's be 100. Can he really play with your yo-yo? Go on and take
I'm
us to song.
Over. I'm
Go on and take
over.
Us to song, Knight Rider.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with me. Yo, yo, but I don't have to be slaved, I got to play by my tail. But this yo, yo, was played by woman and male. I'm all about my rights, up in the water. But I aren't the period to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, tell me why
you
know.
My woman, my fiance, Queen of B, Miss Yo-Yo. Oh, man, it's It sounds good to me every time I hear it. I don't even care that's my baby. We ain't swinging, though. I'm letting y'all know right now, ain't nobody getting none of mine. That's me, okay? None of that. None of that. All right, we back live on the Trey Love Radio Show. We got 20 minutes left in the show, y'all. So we just going to have a little fun. We're going to see if we got any callers. If we don't, I'm going to chop it up with my sister and Shaquise, and we're just going to go on and run this thing on out and take it home when it's time to take it home. So back to the swinging thing. Like I said, ladies, and I proposed that question. And you know what? My two co-hosts, y'all don't have to put y'all business out there. I know that you ladies are, you know, you. I don't know if my sister got no boyfriend or not, you know, because Jay keep on business to herself, which I respect that. And she keeps, I know you got a man that you with. I know you got a man that you with that you serious about. So y'all don't have to put y'all business out there in the streets. But
no,
to hear a woman's point of view.
People got to be real. You got to be real with yours.
Yeah.
That's the only way some people are lying.
But this is the question I have, ladies. I proposed a question before I look at this song. If a man offers you $1,000 cash money to get a piece of that thing, are you sitting here telling me you would say no?
But man,
you don't have to say from your perspective. You don't have to say yes
from
your perspective.
It's like this. It's actually happened more than once. No, so I know that that's not
the sensation. Wait, who is this? Shaquise or my sister that it happened to?
Okay. It's happened to me.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. One at a time. Is that my sister or is that Shaquise that it's happened to twice?
Your sister.
Okay, who I got to kill?
Nobody. Because
I got to kill somebody. Let me tell y'all punks, y'all better leave my sisters and my children. I got a big 45 and a 9, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not afraid to use it. But my sisters, my children, my nieces, I'm letting y'all. I ain't playing with y'all trying to offer my sister money, you crab mother. I'm sorry, Jay. She grown, but
stop
you still.
Like
go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't piss me off.
Did he
say
crab? Let her talk to me one at a time. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just saying it has happened. I think it just comes down to person. I'm just a person. Judge what I judge. I'm not judgmental of anyone. Because, I mean, everybody has their own thing. I mean, it just so happens that I turned down. But if it were one, like your friend that took it, I mean, there's nothing to judge her about. Maybe she needed it. You don't know. She might have needed to get uniforms for her child or anything. And, I mean, if you work a job, then you are pretty much on a fixed income 40 hours a week unless you can get overtime. So, you don't. Fine.
Hello?
She's falling out.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on.
There she goes.
Oh, sorry. That's why people do things. She might have really needed that money for her children. Whatever the case may be. You never know. You know, so, never been a judgment.
Well, my thing is, I don't judge nobody either, but here goes my deal, right? And I say this to women, and I'm going to be straight up with you, and call it the Mac mentality that I come from or whatever. It ain't like I'm some, like, pimp trying to push women out there to sell their bodies and whatnot. It ain't like that. But, you know, the one thing I know is that women, I'm going to tell you something that y'all built in with. Y'all are built in to put y'all hand out and ask a man for money. That's one thing that I know. I've experienced it way too many times in way too many different ways. Women just have expectations of a man to give them money and things. Now, from where I come from my mentality, I will take care of any woman that I'm with is going to be cared for. But it's a reasonable type of care. You understand what I'm saying? Now, mine is Yolanda because she get what the hell she won't. But the rest of y'all, you know what I'm saying, when I was dating you and everything, I would do things within certain ramifications because, to me, it's a give and take. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all, a lot of women think it's all about their vagina, but I'm going to tell you something straight up. Where I'm from and the way I was raised and what I know and the way I do it, I'm going to be straight up, ladies. I think it's all about this penis. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't all about that vagina all the time. It's about this penis. You understand what I'm saying? And I know what the way I operate is the same way y'all feel about, you know, pay me for that. I ain't going to lie. I tell a woman, pay me for this. Why you ain't paying me? Why you ain't taking care of me? You understand what I'm saying? But back to the swinger thing. That goes back to the swinger thing. Now, when I let this girl get that 1,000, right? Now, I did manipulate the situation because I was like, okay, well, now you got to let me get some.
Well, I mean, but you gave the advice, so that's, you know, she wasn't going to play on her own, so I kind of feel where you're coming from.
And then, hey,
there's a lot of feedback coming from somewhere. Hmm. Well, who's got the babies and stuff in the background?
No, I don't have any kids in the background.
Okay. So, Shaquise, how you feel about it?
Basically, you have to realize, first and foremost, we are prostitutes in some way or form. Even when going out, whether or not you eating off the dollar meal or you eating at McCormick and Schmidt's, you are prostituting, because at the end of that date, that man is looking for something, whether you're groping him, giving him a headshot, or giving him some ass. He's looking for something. We are prostitutes of some form. Now, the hoe, that's the one that's on her back giving it up for free, that's the one I don't like. See, there's an old saying, a wet pussy and an empty purse don't match. It don't match. And the thing about it is that you have a lot of women right here, babies need pampers, like your sister said, kid might need a uniform or something. I know a girl that, you know, it's a relative that she called me talking about, money and my baby, can we have $5 so we can get some off the dollar menu? You just gave homeboy some cat and that Negro couldn't buy you a cheeseburger? Are you for real?
Right.
You and your baby? No, I'm not laying down for free. The worst home is a broke hoe. I'm not laying down for free. So if you go, whether or not it's $1,000 or a dollar, don't give it up for free. I don't care if you're married or not. So I'm getting something out the deal.
That's true. Marriage is a work in progress. It's growing. But, yeah, you're right.
Even if you're married, get something out the deal. Don't let your husband sit there and lay you up all the time and you can't even get I have a collection of doonies.
You know what? I know women that feel exactly the way you feel, and I'm gonna tell you the God's honest truth. And here's another point of that. Then I'm gonna be real with you, ladies. What about a man who feels that way about himself? Am I wrong to feel like?
Oh wait a
I'm
minute!
A
my baby just got a Mac. He just got an iPad. So I don't mind. I will tell him. You know, he'll tell me in a minute. Give me some head. Okay, no problem. I'll give you some head. What you want for?
It's a two-way street.
He just got iPad off of me. He got an iPad off of me.
Hold on, let's go back to that question.
And I gave him head.
Let's have a little fun with it. He just say, in a minute, just give me some head. Just get up. You got to go for it right there on the spot. Cook and clean it, don't matter what you're doing. Go for it. Like that.
So it goes both ways. In my household, it goes both ways. If I want something in particular, he'll take care of me, or I'll take care of him. You know, I need to know.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we got to stay back to the subject at hand.
Right, right.
Do you and he watch porn? Y'all watch porn together?
All the time. A subscription to Spice and Playboy, yes.
Okay. Have you all ever had sex in front of other people?
One night.
It's getting good on the trailer. So, y'all.
One night, a girlfriend of mine called my girl, please, we're about to get some. She was like, I'll pay you $100 if you videotape it and send it to me. So, we busted out with his iPhone. She got a quick clip. And simultaneously, actually, I had just sent her a whole bunch of dildos and stuff, so she broke out with her toys and had a good time watching us. So, sort of, kind of.
Okay. Now, to the family. Now, okay, let me ask my sister, Jay, what she just described. That, I'm going to tell you, she won't admit it, because I like how women tell their stories and they like to mix it up and act like, ooh, I gave him head, but I didn't suck his thing. See, you know what I'm saying? That's how women tell the story. Like Bill Clinton, like, I hit it, but I didn't inhale. I want to say this. I want to ask my sister, because I'm going to give you an answer. Jay, what she just described, do you see that as a form of swinging?
No. I see that swinging isn't swinging. When she would have the video would actually have to engage, right? So because she didn't engage.
Your phone breaking up.
I couldn't
understand nothing you were saying.
I'm just saying, because she didn't engage. She only filmed, so that's not swinging.
Okay. It may not be swinging to you, but to a degree that I'm going to tell you, I would consider that swinging. The reason why is because even though, okay, let's say sex. Sex is generally, sex is a one-on-one thing, me and my girl, you know, nobody else in the room. So when you involve another person or another persons, even if it is just visual, I consider that somewhat swinging, simply because everyone knows that sex is mental. If you are any type of intelligent animal, and you do things, you know that sex is mental. I've been in a presence where
I think
where
she
would have
been swinging if her dude was there and they were both watching this or something. It was vice versa. But swinging with that.
No, hold on, baby. Hold on. Cut me off, baby. Hold on a second.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, I got you, baby. But hold on. Let me finish. What
okay.
I'm saying is I've been in the presence of two separate women to show you what sex is mental. They're both women. They both had mouths. They both had breasts. They both had vaginas. They both had hips, et cetera. Okay, so check this out. One
mm-hmm.
of them didn't turn me on, but as soon as the other one came around, my penis was just like about to bust out the skin. It was just like if she just got next to me and she breathed on me, the way she smelled, the way she looked, everything about her. But then I'm sitting there with the other woman, and the other woman was just like she wasn't no bad-looking broad or nothing. She was just like a broad. You understand what I'm saying? She wasn't a, like, she didn't turn me on. Am I making sense what I'm saying, y'all? So when I say
yeah.
sex is mental, what I'm saying is when you're having sex and if any other person is involved in the room or watching or anything, it's intriguing. And even if they're not physically involved, in my opinion, the swing comes in where it adds another element of lust and desire to it. So I still, in my own way, consider threesomes a form of, not maybe necessarily a great form, but I still consider it a form of swinging. Now, go ahead.
No, I think the term swing speaks for itself when you're in a form of, like, switching a partner. So, like, when you're dancing, you're swing dancing, you switch partners. I think that's just exactly what it is. You're switching partners. I don't think the mental aspect of it has anything to do with it. That means if I'm watching a porn and what I just seen on screen, I'm utilizing what I've seen on screen to have sex with the person I'm with. That would in essence mean I'm cheating, I'm lusting after that person, I'm visualizing that person. No, I don't see it that way. I think swinging is just that, you're literally switching partners.
Well, okay.
I mean, that's what I thought, too. That's what I thought.
So you thought the same thing. Okay, so what you guys are telling me is you wouldn't define, say, me as a man having sex with two women. That's just a menage. You wouldn't define that as a way of swinging. That's just a threesome.
And that's,
you ladies said something earlier that
mm-hmm.
I kind of, you know, I'm taking notes on. You said this can be a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know,
they
you said it's a lifestyle.
And
say a man and his girl engage in threesomes, like, quite often. Say the woman is bisexual and the man is, you know, the man's a straight man and there's no other men involved, you know, but she likes to have women and they engage in threesomes. Would you consider that swinging, or what would you consider their lifestyle? Would they just like monogamy?
It depends on if, like, it's a female couple and the heterosexual man, so it would be four people involved, I believe, for it to become, like, because then
you're breaking up, Jay.
Oh.
Yeah, you're breaking up bad.
Is that better?
Yeah, we're
yeah.
better now.
Okay. I think it needs to be partners involved.
Are you trying to do this on speaker, Jay? Are you trying to do this on speaker?
I'm doing a speaker. No. Hello?
Yeah.
There you go.
Stop trying to do it on speaker, Jay. You got to talk on the phone directly.
I'm not
you can't
speaker.
Do this. Okay.
Well, stop moving. Right. Stop moving.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think it just needs to be two sets of partners involved, whether it's male, female, whatever, but they just need to be two sets of partners for it to be a swing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
As far as the menage a trois, just that it is a particular lifestyle. You got to realize, when you got swinging, people turn their homes into a swinging atmosphere. They get rid of their kids every third Friday of the month or something, and they actually will turn their home just for the comfortability of it. They'll turn their home into a swinger session. And, you know, I was. I better not put them out there like that. But anyway, there is a famous couple that we all, you know, look at in the daily lives that I know personally my uncle and his wife had a swinging session with. And
ooh,
I was shocked when I found out that they were swingers. And I'm
okay,
like,
okay, ladies and
whoa.
Gentlemen, look, we got to get the Trey Love Show going. We don't have but 5 minutes left. So I want to try to get, Carla, if you don't mind, can you play half of that joke for me? Because no matter what, y'all, we got to look to have better days. And when we come back, I'm going to get my closing comments. This has been so much fun, again, as usual. Go ahead and take us to the music, Knight Rider.
Ooh, child.
This song right here.
Things are gonna get easier.
Shout out to all my younger sisters that's caught in the struggle.
Ooh, child,
for being a young mother.
Is going to experience better days. Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is going to experience better days. Gonna be alright. Man, I ain't got nothing but love for the whole family, man. My sister, my manager, Rex Dawn, my sweetheart, Yolanda, my beautiful kids, Christina and Candace, my other baby, Monday. Loving all my kids. Loving my family, loving the EOTM family, man. All y'all, man. All y'all. Y'all keep me in mind, man. As I rise, you rise. We go to the top from here, baby. That's where we go. We go exactly to the top. That's exactly where we're going to go. I got to thank Shaquise for stepping in today, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. I want to go ahead and give my closing announcements, you know. Again, let me thank Shaquise for stepping in, doing a wonderful job. Shaquise, your energy is love, needed, wanted. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to co-host the Trey Love Radio Show with me. My sister, my baby, my girl, my darling, my little life, my partner, my friend, my bloodline, the aunt to my children, just my little baby girl, my sister, Jay Love Smith. Can't thank you enough. It's going to continue, Jade. You know this ain't the end. We got, you know, much bigger plans to keep this thing pushing. 2011, I want to thank April. I want to thank Shantae. I want to thank Ateria. And I want to thank Carla. Ateria is the attorney. And I want to thank every member individually and collectively of the EOTM Radio family. And I want to say this in signing off. Go and get that last song ready. You know what it is, Knight Rider. We have 2 minutes left, so I want to go ahead and let my voice be heard. This is my last broadcast for 2010. This is my last of the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. It has been a wonderful year. I've had a plethora of guests on here. I've had a whole lot of fun. I've had a great deal of experiences. I've learned so much from EOTM Radio. EOTM Radio has assisted Trey Love and really allowing people nationally and globally to hear my voice, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the opportunity to intern with you all. I thank you for everything that I learned from you all, and I want to say this to all the listeners, and I want to say this to anyone that ever hears this show. It's a way to do anything. That's what my father always taught me in life. No matter what you go through, it's a way to do anything. A lot of us as people don't know how to separate relationships peacefully. In order for things to separate, we feel as if there has to be conflict, there has to be turmoil, there has to be fighting and fussing, and I don't like you, so you don't like me. I'm going to just share this story, and this is the God's honest truth. My baby's mother, and I'm not going to say her name in order to protect my kids. I don't wish any harm on her specifically either, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But because I divorced her because I did not want my children to be in a dysfunctional family, and me and their mother could not get along. This woman has poisoned my children against me. I know my children love me, but could you imagine how I feel knowing that my daughters are in a house where they're not allowed to say, hey, I love my daddy. I'm proud of my father. Because when they get to sneak and talk to me, they tell me all these things. My daughters adore me and are crazy about me, and I so hate how this thing goes down, but that's just how it is. What I'm going to do is, because of, like I told you all, my name even being Trey Love, I'm going to spread love, and everyone around me is going to receive love. You may have lied on me. I may be mad with you. I may have had an issue with you, but you know what? The God in me is going to forgive you, because, see, we all have to give account for our own sins. Trey has to give account for his sins. You have to give account for yours, be they against me or for me. No matter what you do or what I do, karma is what's going to win in the end. That's why I do make mistakes, family. I'm a very human person, but I try to be good to everybody. I do the best that I can. So if I've wronged you, whoever you are, in any way, shape, or form, and you feel any malice towards me, to all my ex-girlfriends, to all my ex-business partners, to Pac Stereo, to anyone, to EOTM Radio, if anyone feels that I have wronged them, and before I get off this radio show right now, I'm going to say to the world and to anyone that feels that I have wronged them, I am sorry. And with a tear in my eye, I say to the whole EOTM family, and I say to everyone, Happy New Year.
And I accept your apology. Thank you so much.
Going to take it home, y'all. I'm out.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait and bear. I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard. And I'll take with me the memories.
You play nice.
I'll be right back.
What's going on, little man?
So you got your game skill down pat? You might have your hands full once I pick up the controller, little man.
Put it back. Keep your hands on my mama. Keep your hands on my Doritos.
Jalen, are you playing nice?
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.